Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Gabriel India Limited Q4 FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Jaggi. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning and very warm welcome to everybody present on the call. With me today, we have Mr. Rishi Luharuka, our CFO, Nilesh Jain, our Company Secretary, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. We also have with us today Mr. Mohit Srivastava, who will be taking over from Rishi starting 26th of May. So we have uploaded our results and investor presentation for the quarter ended 31st of March 25 on the stock exchange and the company website. I hope each one of you had a chance to go through the same. I'm pleased to announce that in line with our commitment to creating shareholder value, the board of directors has recommended a final dividend of Rs. 2.95 per equity share on the face value of Rs. 1, along with an interim dividend of Rs. 1.75 per equity share declared earlier in this year. The annual payout translates to 32%. Now I'll provide a brief overview of the company's operations and key highlights of the auto industry. So Gabriel is stepping into the solar damper space, recognizing the growing importance of solar energy in the global push for sustainability. One of the key components in this entire setup is the solar tracker, a device that keeps the panel aligned with the sun to capture the maximum amount of energy and improve the overall efficiency. So that's where the dampers come in, and that's where we come in. So they help control the motion and also reduce the damage to the trackers and ensure that the solar panels are more efficient. So this market is expected to reach around $326 million by calendar year 25, and the growth expected is around 15% annually till 2030. So as of now, Gabriel is working with two export clients and one domestic customer, where the production is expected to start in FY26. Now coming to Q4 FY25 performance, our standalone operating revenue rose by 8.4% year-on-year to 931 crores, supported by higher volumes and strong sales performance in all our segments, with two-wheeler growing by 10%, passenger vehicle segment growing by 6%, and CV and railway combined by 3%. EBITDA grew by 13% YOY to Rs. 87 crores with margin improvement to 9.3%. We have achieved a 10.2% EBITDA margin in our consolidated business, fueled by Gabriel's standalone performance and Inalfa. Our EBITDA margins have continuously been improving on the back of improved volumes and our Core 90 program. Coming to the full year performance, the revenue from operations for the standalone business grew by 9% to 3643 crores. The two-wheeler segment growth was 12%, passenger vehicle was 5%, and overall CV was in line with the market, where a degrowth of 4% was there. EBITDA stood at 324 crores with margins at 8.9%. PAT in at 212 crores, a 14% increase over 185 crores reported in FY24. In FY25, in Alpha, Gabriel Sunroof Systems Private Limited reported revenue from operations of 420 crores and PAT margins at 8.1%. The sunroof business continues to experience strong demand, fueled by good performance of the UVs and new vehicle launches. So our well-timed entry has positioned us strategically, and we are now set to double our sunroof production capacity by second half of CY25 to meet the growing demand. So on the consolidated basis, revenue stood at 4,063 crores, which grew 19.4% YOY EBITDA at 392 crores with margin at 9.6%. PAT stood at 245 crores INR. Now coming to the industry, the two-wheeler volumes have shown a upward trend in the quarter four period also, reflecting a 5.3% YOY growth, which was majorly backed by the strong scooter and the overall rural demand. In terms of passenger car, again, there was a growth of 4.1%, again due to taking count to 13.5 lakhs for the quarter four, and this was primarily led by the strong performance of the UV, which again grew at impressive 11%. In the last quarter, the commercial vehicle segment recovered and we saw a growth of around 4.4%. We hope this trend continues. Coming to the EVs, the EV registration reached 2 million units in FY25, up from 1.7 million in the previous period. So we continue to strengthen our position in this particular segment, which has been a strong point for us, and with a few more LOIs received in this this particular quarter. So on that note, I come to an end of my opening remarks. I now request the moderator to begin the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity and congratulations on the solid performance this quarter. Firstly, can you update on the orders for the sunroof and the solar damper, sir? Any new orders in sunroof? And what could be the size of the solar damper order size, sir?
So, Mumuksh, good morning and thanks for asking that question. In the previous quarter, we have not won any new orders. So, we already have an order pipeline for two lines in Chennai. And as MD already suggested, that we are looking at doubling the capacity in Chennai by the second quarter of this year. We are in advanced discussions for various programs, including some in the western part of India. But we will appraise the community once we have that in place.
So, yeah, thanks. On the solar dampers, as I just mentioned, I think we have already won couple of export orders and one order with the domestic customer. So we are in the process of now submitting the parts and we are expecting the mass production to start later this year. So there we have three businesses which we have won.
Is it possible to share what would be the size of this order and timeline of the implementation, sir?
So as I said, end of this calendar year, we are hoping to start the production, and then obviously the ramp up will happen. Sharing the these are like open orders. So sharing the size of the business at this moment is little difficult, but definitely I think as I had mentioned in the previous call also, we are looking at this business being a sort of a 200 crore plus business in the next 2 years. So definitely, at this moment, I can share this. And as can get sort of more POs and other things, we will be updating you.
Got it, sir. So, Rishi sir, for this quarter, there was a good improvement in the standalone margin across the cost elements. Can you explain what drove the margin, sir?
So, Mumuksh, one is obviously we are built for volumes and that's what we have been consistently telling the market. This year, we had a YOY growth of quarters 8.4%. That's one that drives the margin upwards. Second is that at a contribution level also, we've improved to our consistent efforts on the Core 90 program. Some of these programs do take effect in the
accounts in third and the fourth quarter, and that's what we are seeing here on.
Got it, sir. So on the CapEx side for this year, FY26, for the standalone suspension and MAS, what could be CapEx for this year?
Including MMAS, we are looking at anywhere between 100 to 140 crores, and that's what consistently we have been sort of utilizing, though we may have commitments which are of a bigger value, but in terms of outlays, that's the number we are looking at.
This would be including sunroof, right, sir?
No, excluding sunroof. For in Alpha, we are looking at anywhere between... it depends actually on the Western facility that we had announced previously, but broadly we are talking about anywhere between 50 to 100 crores.
Okay, so this basically planning for the next facility in Western area. This is what basically that could depend the number.
That's right. Yeah.
Got it, sir. Just on the sunroof side, currently regulation levels, localization levels around 30%, where currently we do more of assembly and the PU line. Going ahead, if a plan to increase the localization, just want to understand what kind of CapEx investment that would require to increase the localization level and which areas can be localized.
So for FY25-26, we are not looking at significant change in the localization pattern. However, our endeavor is to move towards 50 to 60% of localization in 3 to 5 years of time. This will all depend upon what component we end up localizing. But as of now, we are not in a position to share the numbers which are corresponding to the localization impact.
Got it, sir. And then finally, sir, this year target remains for the one more opportunity in M&A side, sir.
Yeah, so as we mentioned earlier also, I think there are some discussions going on. So definitely the target is intact, and we as of now we are on track.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'll come back with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aditya Khaitan from Smith Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So my first question is on to the solar dampers. You have given this revenue potential of 200 crores. So does this include the new facility which we are adding in the second half?
No, so no, we are not adding any facility for this. Obviously, there is a line that would be added primarily to manufacture this. This will not be a very large capex, but the facility is not a separate facility. We are not adding for this. This will be manufactured in one of our plants.
Sir, just to clarify, we are not stating any addition of new facility in Gabriel standalone.
Got it.
Okay.
This 200 crore is from the first line only, which we have right now.
This is the what we mentioned, just to clarify, is that we are looking at this line of next 2 years. Okay, this is what we had mentioned.
Aditya, I think some confusion here. You are mixing sunroof with solar dampers. The first line that we mentioned is for the sunroof. The line for the solar is yet to be put in place.
Got it. Okay. And sir, any sort of volume guidance for the next 1 year in CV, PV and two-wheeler?
See, obviously market, there are the projections are there. Two-wheeler is expected to grow at around, say, 6 to 7% is expected. The monsoon, the predictions are quite positive. In terms of PV, again, we are looking at the number varies. So, but we are looking, our expectation is 4 to 5% at least there. And EV has recovered, so we hope that trend continues. I think last quarter,
finally, ECB was positive, so we are hopeful that at least that continues for the best case scenario.
Got it. Sir, on the two wheelers, so the Hero MotoCorp business will be added in this fiscal?
I hope so.
Okay. So, sir, if suppose it is not added, so we are looking at a single digit growth in volumes for two wheelers?
See, what we, while that effort is going on in a positive direction, but see, in the case of two-wheelers, for last many years, I think we have outgrown the market significantly. So with or without Hero, we believe the trend will continue.
Got it. So just one last question. Into the sunroof business, sir, is it possible to share the FY25 volume figure on the total capacity of 2 lakh?
So unfortunately, these are contractual obligations with the customer, so we are not in a position to do so. But you can take the vehicle population and use an estimate around it. We are a single source for Creta and for Alcazar at this point in time, and for the Kia new car.
Got it. And this new facility of sunroof will be added in the later end of like FY26, or you think it will be added in the mid only?
At this point in time, it's difficult to comprehend when it will be happening. It is dependent on some discussions that are going along with the customer line. So once that is clear, we'll let you know.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Next question is from the line of Vatsal Desai from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning. I'm Vatsal. Hello.
Yeah, Vatsal, we can hear you.
Hi, sir. Firstly, your voice was a little muffled when you answered the question for standalone CapEx. So could you please give that number to me once?
First of all, sorry, your question, you are not very clearly audible. You need to probably come closer to the
Am I audible now, sir?
No, still not very clear.
Hello.
First of all, please go on. It's very, very low on the volume.
Is it clear now, sir?
Yeah, you are better.
So my question was, I missed the standalone CapEx figure. Can you please repeat that one? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us? If we are audible, then I think Rishi said it is anywhere between 100 and 150 crores.
Okay, understood. And my second question is, the company is entering into the European bicycle market.
Yeah.
So, could you please give a quantum estimate of what the revenue and the margins will look like for the European bicycle business?
So, Vatsal, while I think your voice was again cracking, but I think you were asking about the e-bike business, the European bicycle business. So, yes, I think we are in discussion, we are in advanced discussion with 3 to 4 customers there, OE customers, the manufacturers of the e-bikes, a few products now which are sort of already developed and being offered to the customer. This is the current status there. Now, in terms of margins, obviously the business has to get finalized, and then only we can sort of commit on the margins. But yes, this product generally globally has a reasonably good margin. So, and it is an attractive product is what I can share with you today. But yes, once we have the firm LOIs in hand, I think we'll be better position to talk about the immediate top line and the bottom line here.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Tushar Gupta from Sagun Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. The possibility for a talk. Sir, I want to know what the potential of FedEx revision last this year from Marathi.
Tushar, we can't hear you at all.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, try to be little louder, sir.
Okay, sir. Sir, come on.
Sorry. There is a network connectivity issue at your end. We are not able to hear you. You are cracking up.
Hello. Now I am clear. Hello.
Yeah, it's better.
Sir, I want to know the revenue potential from asset acquisition current year from Marathi, MMAS.
Ah, okay. So, we have already advised the market for it. We are looking at anywhere between 100 to 200 crores of top line.
This year, sir?
I think this year.
Or what are the margins we can expect from this segment?
We do not share margin profiles.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's my question.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Viraj from Simple. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Hello.
Yeah, Viraj.
Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, just thanks for the opportunity. Just three specific questions. First is on Chandu. If you can just elaborate on the contingencies provisions which you have taken of 15 crore, you know, what does it pertain to? And going forward, what kind of impact it would have on financials? And the related question is margins. If you easily adjust for this 15 crores, margins in the Sunroof business, even in this quarter, is close to 20%. So, can you just give some more perspective to the drivers of margin?
So, Viraj, I'll take the first two questions. Regarding the provisions that we have taken on account of the classification issues with the imports that entity is doing, we are in discussions with our experts to understand whether the classification requires a change or not. As of now, we have provided for an amount which is commensurate to the impact that we might have in a worst case situation. And this for one of the products was already understood by us that there might be some issue. So we were building on these numbers. As of now, we are sufficiently and adequately provided for the year 24-25. Your next question is with regards to going forward. Well, this is something that we will be able to only appraise once we are clear on the outcome of the discussions and the analysis that we are doing on the existing classification. So, once that is through, we will be in a position to tell the impact and how we will compensate the same. And that's also the reason why you see not a significant dip in the margin profile. But as we have always been saying that the current margin profiles are higher on account of one of the programs getting localized, so that's a special price. Going forward, again, owing to competition, we have always suggested that anywhere between 10 to 14% is the margin profile at an EBITDA level for this entity.
Okay, just one follow-up on this. You know, if I look at the consolidated minus standalone for the second half, you know, we have something like around 26 crores of operating expenses. And Q4 alone was 16 crores. So this 15 crores of provision is rooted through P&L or just trying to understand?
Yeah, provision will be rooted through P&L and it's not an H2 phenomenon. This has been being built up since inception.
Okay, got it. Just one last question. The acquisition of Marathi asset, if I have to look at going forward in 26, any perspective you can give in terms of scalability and profitability as well? Will it be a drag on the P&L going into 26?
Yeah, so as I think Rishi already mentioned, so with sort of immediate or a short term view, we are looking at a top line of say 100 to 200 crores in between there. So whatever be the drag on the profitability will not be too significant anywhere considering the top line. Now, as I think we have been mentioning earlier also, we see a good potential both in the gas dampers and obviously with the current customers on the regular products, the strut and the shock absorber. So we have already started working with some customers we sort of took over the operations from April, so there's only 45 days that have gone, so we are also getting a good hold of the operations and other things and the challenges. So yes, we have started interacting with the customers to see how we can improve the top line there and also working on improving the bottom line. So we have already started on both the activities. Hopefully, I think in the coming quarter, we'll have some better orders in that segment also, that location also.
Okay, so
thank you for answering my questions. Wish you good luck. Thanks, Suraj. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhishek Jain from AlphaAccurate Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congrats for a strong set of numbers. Sir, mix in the two-wheeler suspension system is improving for the inverted fork versus the traditional fork. So how do you see the revenue growth over there in the next 2 years?
So, sorry. Just give me a second. Yeah, so as you rightly said, and I think we discussed it earlier also, the market has started moving towards the inverted fork, where the price realization is definitely better. We have also started getting more orders from different customers on that, and this is a fast growing sort of sub-segment for us. As we mentioned, we started supplying for TVS Apache, and there's another LOI that we have received from TVS. We are working on a couple of other projects with another OEMs, and then recently we have won two more orders with one of the EV customers who want to use the inverted front forks there. So, definitely the growth here would support the overall two-wheeler growth. And as I said, the price realization is definitely better, so that will be an additional support.
Now, how much is the difference in the price realization?
It is very difficult to say, because the front forks works on sizes, and there are at least 10 to 12 sizes, and the price can vary significantly. But on an apple-to-apple basis, it can be say two times, two and a half times. In certain cases, on a very top premium level, it can sometimes be also three times. But that is not very common. Generally, it is around two and a half times.
And my last question on the you are going to add two new products, solar damper and EV front fork. So, yes. What would be the incremental revenue for these two products in next 2 years?
So, I think solar damper we discussed, this question was asked earlier also, because since we have started getting the firm orders from the customers, so I think we are looking at a revenue around 200 crores in next couple of years. On the e-bike, as I mentioned, I think we are in advanced discussion. Because right now the focus was more on the development of the product and sort of creating a basket. Now we are in discussion with few OE customers in Europe. So I think once some progress happens, I'll be in a better position to talk about the expected revenue.
Okay. Thanks. That's all for my time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shashank Kanodia from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead. The participant's line seems to have disconnected. The next question is from the line of Amit Hiranandani from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats for the good set of performance. Just a small two questions. So standalone revenue on Q1Q basis was flat, but EBITDA margin improvement was about 73 basis points. So any one-off here? And secondly, how do you see the margin after merging Murali Madison starting Q1 FY26?
Amit, I'll take the first question. As we've always been stating, Core 90 is a program that sort of embodies the whole profit improvement plan. And some of these impacts obviously start coming in the later part of the year. Having said that, your question is regarding one-off. So there are no one-offs in this.
Yeah, and maybe on the second question, as I mentioned, I think there will be impact, but it is not going to be very significant looking at the standalone overall top line and the revenues that in the short term we are expecting from the entity. So, yes, and we have already started working on the margin improvement there also. There will be a little drag, but it will not be very significant is what we are expecting.
So purely, if we exclude the Murali Madison, so are we on track to achieve the double-digit level for the standalone by Q4?
So, I think we are moving in that direction, is what I can say. The projects in hand, the Core 90 sort of program, the revamped Core 90 is definitely supporting, and we are on track to sort of meet whatever we have committed on this. And yes, we have been consistently improving, which is a good sign, and we want to move in that particular direction.
Right, just last one question, sir. Can Hero MotoCorp will be Gabriel's top three customer in the first year itself?
No, not. Anyway, we don't have, while we are discussing few things there, but we don't have a firm LOI. I just want to clarify the expectation from all of you and all of us is that Hero should become a customer, and our efforts are towards that. Becoming a top three customer in the first year is not practically not possible. Because obviously
yes, sir.
The expectation is there, then the development time is there, lead time is there, and obviously you will start a business with one model. So it is always a gradual process.
All right, sir. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
As a reminder, participants are requested to limit questions to two per participant. Next question is from the line of Shashank Kanodia from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning, sir, and so congratulations for superlative performance. I just wanted to check what will be the structure of Alpha JV going forward, right? So right now we are consolidation roughly 100% of the PAT to our console numbers. So, prudently, you know, how do we project? So, should we bring 49% of the PAT of the JV going forward? And, you know, what's the progress on that JV formation front?
So, Shashank, thank you for asking that question. I can share what we can, which is that we are in advanced discussions to formalize the approach for the PN3 reapplication. It has got certain elements which obviously because of confidentiality we are not in a position to. Once we have applied the same and have some guidance around it, we will be able to answer your pointed question in terms of 49%. Okay. but unfortunately, we will not be able to share that at this point in time.
Okay. And secondly, sir, in your presentation, you mentioned this JV reaching 1,000 crores of revenue potential by 2030, right? And it's been an import substitution product and your ramp up for the first year has been excellent. So, is it a conservative guidance? So, is it a possibility that we attain this 1,000 crores in FY28 itself?
Would desire and wish, but it has too many moving parts, including the new competition that we are seeing in the market. If you ask me, FY28, it is very aggressive to take that number.
Okay. And sir, lastly, if you can help us, pinpoint the opportunity sizing of this e-bike business. Sir. So, I think what's the number of units being sold in that particular market, the ASPs of the product, some sort of flavor you can give it, sir.
So, see, globally, it is a very large market. Obviously, the global size of that market would be, and just to clarify, you are talking of the e-bike business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so globally it is a very, very large business, both it is a B2B and B2C business. The global market would be more than a sort of $1 billion kind of a market or beyond that size. What we are targeting is currently a part of that market where we are working with few OEMs, so the focus for us is the B2B, and the product development is happening accordingly. We are also working with one of the OEMs to sort of co-create a product which will be a very unique product for the market. In terms of the price realization, again, it all depends upon the kind of bike that is there, so very difficult to mention because the price may vary from a, say, a $30 to a maybe $200 or 200 euros or even sometimes more than that. But generally, it is anywhere between 30 to 70 is something where the majority of the market lies. So per fork, I'm talking about.
Right. Okay. Okay. And so lastly,
generally are reasonably good, but obviously we will have to sign the LOIs to exactly pinpoint on what is the margin. But generally the margins are attractive. The price, as I said, 30 to 70 is something which is the mass market.
Right. Thank you. And so lastly, you have been aspiring to become a top 5 shock absorber player globally, which eventually meant that company clocking $1 billion of sales. Initial target was obviously 2025, but now, sir, how do you foresee that timeline, and is that the same aspiration till date also?
So the aspiration to be one of the global top 5 is definitely there. Yes, in terms of the timeline, as you rightly said, I think the difference between say 7 and 5 is our difference and $1 billion. Okay, so how do we bridge that is something which we are working on. Obviously, there is a strategic plan in place to support that. But yes, we need to look beyond India to achieve that number. So putting an immediate timeline on this may not be possible, but yes, there is a plan to continuously move towards that.
Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mahesh Bindre from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead. Mahesh sir, you are online. You may unmute and talk.
Hi sir, I am audible?
Yeah, I am. Clearly, Mahesh.
Sir, if I look at the company level, I mean, the last 2 years has been phenomenal for us. We added multiple businesses. Sunroof is one business. Then we did acquisition. Now we are talking of the e-bike. And in one of the interviews, our chairman has also mentioned that adding more businesses probably this year and next year. So
yep.
Any view on this in terms of addition of new businesses over the next 2-3 years?
So, see, there are two aspects to it. One is the product line, which we
sort of keep you posted, like the solar or the e-bikes or the gas damper part, we have been updating you. On adding the new sort of product, yes, as I mentioned earlier, there are some discussions that are going on. We have shared in the past also that we would like to add at least one product this year. And as of now, I can share that we are on track. Sharing more details at this moment may not be possible.
So would this be organically?
So this, the new adding new product would be inorganic.
Inorganic?
Yeah. Organic is the product line that we have been talking about. This is something which we have been doing it, and we would continue to do and explore more opportunities like that. But this new product would be inorganic.
Okay, okay. And sir, Anand Group has set a timeline for, you know, achieving 30,000 crores of revenue by 2030, and Gabriel being a main company within Anand Group. So what is our role in terms of achieving group's target?
So a small correction, the group vision is to be 50,000 crore by 2030, and that is what I think the group chairperson and the group CEO had mentioned. So obviously, if the group has to grow more than double, then Gabriel also has to grow more than double. So being a flagship company, our target also remains the same.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mrunmay Joglekar from Asit C. Mehta Investment Intermediates. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question was related to the sunroof business. So this quarter we have seen a uptick. Would that largely be aided by Creta EV and Kia Syros?
So, Mirna, the take was in line with the new program on for the Kia platform.
Okay, all right. And would it be fair to assume that the sunroof business was almost close to, say, 90-95% utilization in the quarter?
Well, for the first line that we have as an installed capacity, the answer is yes. It's close to 75-78% utilization.
Okay, okay. For the quarter?
Yes, for the quarter.
Okay. And the second line that we are planning to commercialize by end of this calendar, you mentioned. You had mentioned previously that there are more modules in the pipeline, you know, which will start contributing to the volume. So will that also, you know, align with the similar timeline?
No, the line comes 8 months to 12 months before, because then a lot of samplings and other things needs to happen. So by 27-28, we are expecting that line to get also utilized completely.
Okay, okay. And sir, if I look at the difference between console and standalone, this quarter the employee costs were very low and depreciation costs went up significantly. So what kind of base should we look at for these two line items?
Depreciation largely is owing to some reclassification that we have done within Alpha. So for the quarter, you can take that as a reflection and take it for forward-looking guidance. And for the employee cost, my suggestion would be to look at the annualized numbers.
Okay, sir. Thank you for that. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Palak from MIV Investment Management. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt, Palak ma'am. Your voice is breaking a lot.
Hello? Hello?
You need to be closer to the mic. We are not able to hear you.
So what is the contribution of sunroof product this quarter?
Composition of sunroof.
Yes, we have no contribution.
We are only manufacturing currently the BLTA sunroof, which is the panoramic sunroof. So 100% of what we are producing is panoramic.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit Agicha from HG Hawa. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, Amit. Good morning.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for good set of numbers, sir. Sir, in your presentation on slide number 46, the ambition is like the company aims to achieve 50% of energy needs which has been met by renewable sources by 2025. And the status shows that 17% is already achieved. So can I know like what are the major roadblocks to achieving 50% target?
So a couple of them I'll help you understand, Amit. One is obviously there are some regulatory frameworks in a couple of states which do not allow us for a group captive. That can significantly change the percentage. The other is that we are looking at some opportunities in terms of enhancing our rooftop solar as well, and some energy changes in terms of the change in LPG to PNG.
And sir, may I know the total employee headcount that you consolidated?
I would suggest to wait for some while we release the annual report. We'll share the numbers there.
Thank you, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of J.S. Gandhi from Harshad S. Gandhi Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sir, I have a question on damper only. You have given the market size of solar tracker. Is it not possible to provide a market size of dampers? Then?
Must be.
Maybe you can just let us know.
We will let you know.
What is the cost of a damper in a tracker?
See, the cost of the damper again, it is exactly the same challenge like what I have been mentioning about, say, the front forks and all. See, the cost of the damper, just to again share with you, the cost can vary, say, from say $10 number to a $60-$70 number. Okay.
So what would be that as a percentage of the damper?
Talking of the damper cost, indeed. Obviously the solar tracker cost I will have to check the because it also depends upon a lot of other factors in the entire solar tracker, but I am talking of the damper cost. So the damper cost can vary between $10 to at least $60-$70.
Okay. And though you don't share product-wise margin, but is this product going to be a similar kind of a margin as the company is enjoying, or is it going to be superior or inferior, what you can say?
Our aspiration is to, in this product, to have a better margin than what the conventional products have.
Okay. And one last thing. Do you think this product can also be kind of a 1,000 crore kind of a product in say 5-7 years?
No, we are not expecting that. We are working with very limited customers. We are in the process of developing good technologies for this, and then we would like to ramp up. And as I mentioned, I think the first target that we have taken is to sort of take it to 200 plus crore, anywhere between 200-300 crores in next, say, 3 years' time, and then see how this. So by the time we will also understand the product, the market, the technology in more detail.
Got it. Thank you and good luck for future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on a great set of numbers. My two questions from my side. Firstly, I want to know that our net working capital days is around 29 days, which seems to be highest in the last 5 years. Could you help us understand, how it would be going forward? And my second question is, wanted to know what would be the capex size in FY26 and the breakup of growth capex and maintenance capex.
The first question is with regards to, I'll take the second one. The capex, we've already given a guidance of 100 to 150 crores. Roughly 40 odd crores remains as maintenance capex. Rest of that could be either R&D or capacity enhancement.
Working capital.
The working capital is basically an impact owing to the change in the SAP. We've upgraded from ECC to SAP RISE. And owing to having some blackout days because of this migration, we had built up some inventory. And there were some other impacts on the current liability as well. So it was a quarter phenomena, to my understanding and best expectation. It should normalize in the first quarter itself.
So can you share the mix of inventory, receivable and payable?
Well, we've released the balance sheet. So broad numbers are there effectively from that.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sanket Kelaskar from Ashoka Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. And congratulations on good set of numbers. My first question is on GasSpring. So what is the revenue potential in GasSpring going ahead, and what is the timeline when we can fully utilize our GasSpring capacity?
Yeah, so on the GasSpring, currently there are actually two players in the Indian market. One is the acquired entity that is now the Gabriel plant, where the market share is 5% and the competitor has 95% share. So if you ask me the opportunity, there is a tremendous opportunity that is available to take this number from 5% to a much higher number. So this is the opportunity that is there. And in terms of the capacity, the current capacity utilization is around 68 to 70%. So we have some capacities available, but yes, if we have to significantly change the market share, which we would like to do, then some capacities have to be added in the gas chambers.
Okay, sir. So my second question is on aftermarket. How do you plan to expand in aftermarket? Do you plan to increase your number of offerings, or just your view on aftermarket? Like, how much contribution do you expect from it?
Yes, aftermarket is a very important lever for us, both in terms of bottom line, in terms of top line. I think we have been growing year on year in the aftermarket space. Again, in terms of the focus areas there, continuous addition of the new products. As an example, we are now launching, because of the MMAS acquisition, we have been able to add a lot of these gas dampers and few other products which are not in our portfolio. So obviously, continued launching of the new products, continuous focus on NPD in aftermarket, and also the new product lines in the aftermarket. In addition to that, we are also looking at some geographies like Latin America, etc., to focus on the exports, pure aftermarket exports. So yes, it continues to be a very significant lever for us moving forward.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shubham Sehgal from Skill Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, my question was on our sunroof subsidiary. So what are the revised terms in terms of the tech license fee and royalty? And any derivative on the JV structure or it's done and dusted?
So Shubham, as of now, 5% is shared by both the partners, which is in Alpha and Gabriel. Till we apply for the PN3 and we have further update on that, that will continue. On the JV, we've already stated our position. We are in advanced discussions to formulate a way forward and do the reapplication. Once we have some more information to share, we'll be happy to discuss.
So, any late timelines do we have for that?
Well, we were targeting, as we had mentioned last time, March, but we want to be doubly sure of the approach that we are taking. So, hopefully by end of this quarter, we should be in a position to reapply.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Jaggi for closing comments.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. So I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining the call. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, please get in touch with us or SGA, our investor relations advisor. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Thank you everybody for the support you guys have shown us. Hope that same will continue going forward.
On behalf of Gabriel India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.